seventh line. By Raisam, you might see his stomach. The mother says, by Raisam, you might see his stomach. He doesn't say the word stomach anywhere in the Torah. It says over here, Shinem and Torah. Now, Kalaycha de Chiyadadi minu mishtai b'lashin kiya. Kalaycha de Nefishin minu mishtai b'lashin kisara. The number of another man. Vani lamar, apunamara mishum remei, alayim yishan adam utamidai, derek and tzara. So memeila, it's good that the Torah says sometimes the word tamei, because lush tzara is preferable, when things are adadi, then when things are equal, then you would use lush nekiya. Chalechi dechi adadi inu mishtai b'lush nekavet, harei cheves, yeshevet dechi adadi inu v'kama rechevet, teret is rechevet. So I told you last week that Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down this Gemara Medina in Shar Gimel or Shar Tshuva, Ois Reish Lamed. Rabbeinu Yehuda says something which, if you read the words of Rabbeinu Yehuda, seem to be shver from our Gemara. I said it should be shver from at least two things, maybe more than two. So I thought maybe I'll come up with more than two, but of the two things I said were shver, somebody answered one, so I'm only left with one shver. At least I'll tell you what's in Shah. But then Yehuda says that a person is not allowed to speak a Lashon Negunah. That's why the Torah says, Asher Einem Sahaira. What's wrong with Lashon Tameh? But with then Yehuda, because in the time of Nayach, before Mount Torah, people were allowed to eat treif of meat. You're allowed to eat meat of non-kosher animals. You're allowed to eat, I know people ask that you're not allowed to, you weren't allowed to eat meat at all. Not true, you weren't allowed to kill animals for meat. If an animal died, you were allowed to eat the meat. Right? They were allowed to eat meat beforehand, even non-kosher animals. So that's what they mean. That nowadays, if you go over to someone and you say that a horse is a bang of tenaya, it's not much in the world. Because it was part of the name of Tanaya. What's wrong with saying that? But before Matan Torah, in the time when people ate horse meat, when Sayah people ate, or they ate chaza meat, so to go over to someone and refer to that meat as a behemoth of Tanaya, Tanaya then meaning it's not ready for a carbon. So you're calling it a behemoth of Tanaya, something that he puts in his mouth and he eats. That's a double mechanic. It's going to make him feel bad. So that's why the Torah says, "Hashem in the Torah by Nayach," because by Nayach, it's a Russian, it's a double good. It's the same words that, of course, other people take. That's how Rabbeinu Yehuda teaches Maguna. Yes, you listen. What's Russian Maguna? So for the Yehuda, words that might cause other people pain. Then we don't even call someone a name. They're certainly going to cause them pain. But even if you say words which are directly causing pain, that's washing the good. Then he says the second thing. He says, Hilchach, even if it takes more words to speak the washing the kiyah, it's worth it. And you should even speak extra words just to speak the washing the kiyah, just like the Torah did. The Torah says, Asher Einem Tahaira, it used extra words. It teaches us that even if it takes you extra words to say something, or Shlikia, you should still do it. That's what they do. Much rather than anything, no?
Somebody else says that by
Torah,
you should be Makasa.
Okay, good. But what's Shver? His explanation of Dabra Maguna. What's his explanation? His explanation of Dabra Maguna is that of course, people sad because they can eat this meat and you're calling it Dabra Tabra. What's the explanation? Well, what's wrong with that explanation?
If it's not very long,
Because the Gemara said the first word we learned by Raisa, we learned Tame. which was Anyana, what's the word kosher? Beilasa Milo Sif Tamei. But Anyana says that it could say Tamei if the Matan Torah. It was only before Matan Torah, people like me. So then you can't say a Lashon of Tamei, because it's going to cause people pain. But afterwards, the Anyana says there's no problem. So what's the Gemara's kasher? Beilasa Milo Sif Tamei. What's the Gemara's kasher? The Gemara's kasher doesn't follow. Very sure. Second kasha, anybody? But you see, from Rashi, it's really a kind of thing. Yeah, look, they're both Rishon. Yeah, Rashi and the other guy. You're referring to Rashi? Oh, that's the second Shverakai. Because that Rashi, the Chari is looking from the Gemara. That the Gemara seems to say it's better to speak Lashon Katzer and Maguma, the Lashon Aruch and Nati. But the end, it's like, hey, it's better, even if it's a Lashon Aruch, but still, you should avoid Lashon Maguma. That it seems to be opposite of the tenets of this Gemara. That what?
Okay.
Could have bothered him the kasha, but the way you could answer the second kasha, and one of you told this to me on Thursday, it could be that it's only when a Rebbe is teaching a Talmud. Could there have been a learned the Gemara, and when you're teaching halacha, you're teaching Mishnah, you're teaching Gemara. So Laila Mishan Adam Matamid has a Russian Katsar. Now Baby Yaina is going on some people who are Sushua talking. People in the so Rabbi Yaina is saying when some people talk, then you could speak, then it's better to speak longer as long as it's the Russian Akia. But the Gemara is only saying Laila Mishan Adam Matamid, you teach me halacha, you say the word Tamid. So the second kasha you could answer, but the first kasha is very sharp. The first kasha that Rabbi Yehuda's whole explanation that Tomei is Dover Maguna because it's a cause of sight of people, it doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara has to even after not tell you that I say relates to Tomei. So in the Mamai Harayim, he says of Pshat, which is an important Pshat to understand the Gemara. The Maharaya points out that there are two demons. There are two separate halachas here. And it's really, if you're medayik in the Gemara properly, you would notice two different demons. The Yeshua ben Levi's din was, Ma'olam al yaitzi adam davar maguna v'din. One is an issur to say a davar maguna, something unpleasant. That's an issur. Ma'olam al yaitzi adam davar maguna, that's one din. One halacha of davar maguna. There's a second halacha, which is Tarad Ver Bishmael, La'olam Yisaper Adam B'Lashon Nekiya. There's one halacha that is not allowed to say a Lashon Maguna. Then there's a second din that the Tarad Ver Bishmael is a Chadish, that you should try to speak B'Lashon Nekiya in a fine language. There's two different things. There's a gather of Lashon Maguna, and there's a gather of Lashon She'ena Nekiya. There's two totally different things. Lashon Maguna are words which cause other people pain. Words which cause another yid pain, that La'olam is not allowed to speak a Lashon Maguna. Let me tell you, if you intend to cause them pain, which is a separate law of by saying the words of Isha Tamisa, but even if you don't intend to cause them pain, but you just use a language which indirectly is going to cause them discomfort, that's also of not speaking Lashon Maguna, and that's why Hashem didn't tell Nayak a Lashon or Behemoth Nayak, because since Nayak could eat it, it would cause him pain. Then the Gemara says the second thing, Nukhish, that even words which don't cause people pain, just words that are not so fine, a person shouldn't say, but not Naki, like Recheves, by Nisha, don't use a Lashon Nayak. Not that that word doesn't cause anybody pain. It's just missing in Lashon Nakiya. Missing in fine kite and a fine lashon. So being that it's lost missing in a in a fineness of speech. So that a person has to avoid. It's not the same chaymer as davar magun. Davar magun is much more chamor. Davar she'ein enaki is like a lower level. It's an extra hinder in lashon that a person should speak in lashon nekiya. On that, the Gemara asks, "Hi, how by raisam? You like sit tamei?" The Gemara is asking, "How lashon she'ein nekiya?" That the Torah says tamei. Davar magun, takanat magun. So there's an appetite. So that's why the Gemara, you must have wondered, why did the Gemara wait till he had to ask by writing the Lesson Tameh? Should have asked him right away, I'm going to be sure of the lady. I asked you, I'm Dalam Adonim Kim. By the way, the Gemara should have said, is that I said the Lesson Tameh? Teretz is, like with any editor. That originally the Gemara said about Lashon Lugona, that caused people pain. And that is no problem with the word Tameh after Matzah. And once the Tanakh Bar Bishmael said a second thing, which is that a person has to speak a Lashon Nekiya. But to speak a Lashon Nekiya, that is the second halacha. And that, the Gemara asked on that, and that I said, we must get Tanakh, that even if the Matatari is a Tanakh. So, Bishmael talked about the Sukkot Gemara, that there are two different dinim, the din of Lashon Magunah and the din of Lashon She'ein Nekiya. And the truth is that I don't know why he doesn't. Second is true, but this Malay Harayim, if you look in the Balamar, I showed you this on the second day for the Balamar. If you look at the first day for the Balamar really says this Nakuda, that there's Lashon Sheina, Lashon Maguna, and there's Lashon Sheina Nikiya. They're two separate things. He says, when you're teaching halachas to your Talmudim, you say Tomei, it's a day that's an Ayo, a person becomes Tomei. It's not Sarin in Lashon Sheina Hagun, you're teaching a halacha. But in talking to people, it's not a fine Russian. Use the Russian of tongues. So, what we come away with from the Sugya Halacha L'Maisa is that we have to be careful in two things: Lashon Maguna and Lashon She'ein Nekiya. So, what's a Lashon Maguna? How do you define a Lashon Maguna? Now we have a gather. We have this Gemara and not have a gather. Now we have a gather of Lashon Maguna. It's words which cause people sad. Okay. When Pontus Pilate brother talked about this Gemara, about Inen Tahira, he used to talk about my son was about causing people sad. Which, if you would learn the Gemara without Rabbi Yair, it has nothing to do with the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about sad. But according to Rabbi Yair, that's part of the din. You're not supposed to say words which might indirectly cause someone sad. So that everybody, I assume nobody here willingly says things that cause other people sad. Maybe when you get angry or when you play basketball, but aside from when you lose yourself, everyone tries not to speak a Lashon Maguna. That goes without saying. The gather of the second din means a gather. What's a Lashon Nekiya? What's a fine Lashon? And what's not a fine Lashon? That's already much harder to... What's the definition of that? Needs a bit of a definition of what's Lashon Maguna. What? Let's just say clearly, I don't think so. Lashon Chacham. The question is, how to exactly define that? You know, this morning, late, I spoke in... I didn't know where I was, Lord, or somewhere, about Rapam. I mentioned about Nekiya Sadibur. The afterward, someone came over to me and told me that he was in Rapam Shia. Rapam used to give Shia at one point on in the fourth floor in the lab. There's a lab, and it's like a double classroom, so it has more Shia, more seat. So you get Shia there, and one day there was a smell of gears. The attention burned in there. And there was a smell of gears in the room. So he told someone to call whoever was in charge and to come up. He said, the person came up, so come told him, to Herzog von Gears. You know what he meant, to Herzog von Gears. Sounds like the Gears. So what are you saying? He said, to Herzog von Gears. He said, what do you mean? So one of the boys finally said, he means it stinks. But there's some Lashon which is a Lashon She'ena Haguna. I think that it's without seriously that Yeshiva Lights have to learn what Lashon Haguna means. I can't tell you exactly, except to tell you that a certain language which people should get used to not speaking. The only way I can tell you Lashon HaGula is you have to picture yourself if you'd be talking to an Adam Gadol, would you talk this way? If you're talking to a... Some of you are talking to a farm, you're going to say the word breast, right? So the idea is never to talk in that type of Lashon. The person should be careful the way you speak. I can't give you an exact dictionary of Lashon HaGula. We have a definition that again it gives us. Lashon Shena HaGula, I'm at a loss to give an exact definition. Lashon Chafadim, what does that mean? So it's definitely something that's worth working on, especially because females are usually better on it than men. The females are usually more sensitive to, women are usually more sensitive to proper language. So, the Bachim grow up, they're used to talking to friends, and they talk a certain way to the chaverim, the dormitory, or the camp. Some people, when they get married, have a hard time adjusting, you know, making adjustments to talking to normal human beings instead of your friends. But it would be a nice thing to get used to. Let's go right into the Gemara. The Gemara brings out a few ma'asim. I'd really like to get to the one which I mentioned to you last week. Let's just go through quickly. Hamatrei Talmidi Daviyatri Kamederav. Chayomar Shabisin Hashamta Kitovar Acher Mitzankon. Tovar Acher is Chazal Loshin for a chazan. The Chayomar Shabisin Hashmaita Kikidim Mitzankon. But Yishtoi Rav Ahadi Dehayach. So Rav didn't talk to the one that talked about Loshin of a chazan. He wouldn't talk to him. Pretty tough punishment, right? Some said it in front of his Rebbe. He talked that way in front of his Rebbe. It's even worse to talk such a Loshin. So, how does Trey Kamidi Abiyati Kamei de Hillel? Chad Minai Rav Yechim and Zakai, the Adu Bar Kamei de Rebbe, the Chad Minai Rav Yechim. Chad Ovid Neymar Boisri Mitaira, they might see, they might come to Tyre, Chad Ovid Neymar Boisri Omar Muftach Ani Bezeh Shomei Yoi Rabbi Yisrael. Obviously, the one who spoke the good Lashon was the one that named. Vayhavi Yavim Uwati Ema Shomei Yoi Rabbi Yisrael. What does talking a nice Lashon have to do with being a Shomei Yoi Rabbi Yisrael? If I start to have something to do with it, you can try to figure it out. But if I start being sensitive to what you say, to the way you talk, so be careful of what he says. Somebody wants to choose a Meirei Rav, someone's going to pass him. I'll tell you a guideline to know, to have a basic. If he's someone who sometimes says, I don't know, that's good. If he knows the answer every time, so either he's back to one of the Meirei Adar, which is certainly possible, or else, to be a little careful. Because most people sometimes don't know. Somebody who careful with everything he says, he speaks the Russian Ikea, he's not going to rush, so when it comes to Iran, he's not going to rush to say it's not it. But he's very careful with every word that comes out of his mouth, that's the connection between Russian Ikea and being a Mayor of Israel. I have no problem, I say I don't know all the time. I just don't know. Kara Prati Kani, Sara Amalahu, Higiani Kippur. It's certainly about crushing. Once that I got a piece the size of a bee. Chad Omar Igyanik is Zayis. Chad Omar Igyanik is Nevaltar. So that's already a Lashon which is totally not a nice Lashon. So, Baskulak of a Mutter by Shmat Tzul. So the way Rashi ties, isn't the Habamina? Then they found his Pierzul Yichus. Back to Gemara, I invite him to Zechel Amayla. Once he's on the Mizbeach, you got a clean yichus still from the Sanhedrin, you're not bite it. You know, like him, Shemeth Tzul, Taka the Shemeth Tzul wasn't there. There's no Shemeth of Tzul because he was head of the yichus. Lema Shachat Tzul, Shachat Tzul, as she says in Russian, someone is missing in proper midays. The Shani, Bayesay, my Shani Yasin, he is our Anasha. Back in Russian holds that someone speaks Russian in Shainan and Kiya, it's Mayra, something wrong with his yichus. And therefore, you have a right to be baitik. There's a problem with this Gemara that Rashi says they're reading the Lechem Aponim. The problem is that when you divide the lechem achlamim, every kohen gets a piece the same size. Everyone gets a piece that was the same size as the lechem achlamim. So kama achlamim amatzniya, how could one person get the size of a bee, and one person the size of a tzayim? One person the size of an animal. There are a number of turetzim. Maybe the most simple teretz is the mitzvah. The mitzvah says that everyone got the same size. That's part of the Lashon Nekiyah. That to one of them, it looked like a small piece. The one who didn't have coverage for it, he only stacked it, it looked small. The one who had the stack for it, to him it looked like it. I don't know how big it really was, but he gave the chashivus. He called it bigger than it really was. Because if you're not sure something, you call it a kazai. Even if it might not be a kazai. So, well, they were bright gift to the one he did. He used a lashon of Nabatai. He used a lashon of the other way to describe it. That's the mitzvah teretz. At this time, we'll get to halacha teretz. But again, like I said, I want to get to probably the most, certainly the most famous of these ma'asim. And that's this next ma'asim, which has a number of halachic ramifications. However, now the son of Tzalkot Pesach in Yerushalayim, due to Sheget, who for some reason wanted to eat the Korban Pesach, he used to go up and eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. So he went up to Yerushalayim and he counted himself in on the Korban Pesach. Omer Tzid, Kol Ben Echol Ayechol Bayi, Kol Olam Ayechol Bayi Vanok, Kol Chim, I'm a Shufri Shufri. Not only am I a guy and I'm an Olam, but I also got a nice piece of meat, they gave me a nice piece of meat. So obviously he wasn't saying this in Yerushalayim, they wouldn't be giving him, he was back home. And he was in the Tzibah where he lived, and he was there. Amalei Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Kastati Mechamei Aliyah. Did they give you a piece of the Aliyah, the fatty meat of the tail? You see, they don't give you a good piece. Amalei what? Kisak Tzatav Eimu 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 Tzatav Aliyah is via Tzalka. The Aliyah goes to the spot of the Tzayah. Amul Lai, man Amul Lachachi. Who told you to ask for a piece of the tail? Amul Lai, you remember saying? Amul Lai, hi, you come on. Tzalku, Basrei, Bashkechu, Daravohu. They found out the guy, the Kaplu, and they killed him. Shachu, they were either Mebbe Seira, Shalom Lach, were either Mebbe Seira, to up in the season of the Tzedakha, to Rusa of Yerushalayim. What's the first kasha on this ma'isim? Why did he kill him? Is it Goy, Chayiv, Nisa? Is anybody Chayiv, Nisa? Well, nobody else, only a Goy could be over and eating kachin of Goy. And you can do it, but if you eat like an arrow, if you're Chayiv, Nisa, if he, the kasha. So the Chayiv wants to say, and maybe you get it. Gazela. I don't want to see that animal.
Well,
you have to be part of a group, no? Part of a group, but he
tripped
in, he tasted his teeth. So... Is this a piece he wanted to bring in? Well, why is it Gazela? He's got an Isra of Kol Ha'olah Echabai, but he wasn't over on an Isra of Misa. So Michas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Yudalim, says, what? The Michas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yudalit, the beginning of Mitzvah Yudalit, says that if you hold that Kachin Kalim is Mamun Gavayahu, Mechlekes Tanoi, if Kachin Kalim, you get a piece of Kachin Kalim, you bring the Kalim Pesach or Shlomi. If Mechlekes Tanoi, are you eating your own meat? It's Mamun Hegid, yet the Shlita. Or it's Mamun Gavayah, it's just a bunch of giving you a piece. If you hold Kachin Kalim is Mamun Gavayah, then it's very good that it was Gazela. Because it's not your Mamun, it's Mamun Gavayah. And the name where you, this guy was never going to be saying. It was the many hidden words, you went on with the so obviously it was. It apparently does not happen to come pace up that a girl is a partial owner of it. Oh, so Zayla, the name of Chayim Nisan, all the Shevim, so Ben Nayak, the Chayim Nisan, any one of the Shevim is just the name Nayak, and one of the Shevim is the Zayla, Well, I told you this, you had to remember the seven mitzvahs, right? You remember how to remember it? And I told you the three big ones, the three that you heard by Yahweh, the Yerush, the Sonim, and Abed Zara. Plus, the other four, you said, I gave you Simon Aleph, Dave, Gimel, and even worse, sometimes it's cheap, right? So here, Aleph is David Ben Achaim, Dave is Duchas Hashem, the Gimel Mishnah says Duchas Hashem is cursing Hashem, Gimel is Gzeira, and Dalit is Dinan. And we're pleased to set up a system of Dinan. There's a Shadam, it's different. But then that's Time Eastern, so maybe it's Time.
He did,
he did it many times, every year, yeah. The Bakr Akhra, some people remember that he came every year. He had friends that he had every year. This is the day of it. The night, that's why they were allowed to push down the Shemun Alei. It doesn't mean Yasra, this is the end of the Yasra. But the Bakr says it, and it's kind of the same terrorist. From the Zavaya, that tells the people is understandable. The Tziv says that the Chlal and the Beis Hamikdash, they gave Nisa, the Beis Hamikdash was had its own rules. Somebody who came into the Beis Hamikdash, like a Rasha, somebody who misbehaved the Aveda of the Beis Hamikdash, they killed him. Bring the Gemara Sanhedrin. That payalit, kayish shemish betumah. It was a kayin who did avayda knowing he was tame and he did it anyway. So it says they took him out, who talked to us maichai, and they found the pirke kahuna, the young kayin that went out, who talked to us maichai, and they killed him. He says, because avayda the Beit HaMikdash, that was like the tzitzit. So the plow, I know where it comes from exactly, I'm not sure. Like a general Canon Pagan boy, that they went and they
I could
have
the
Okay. What? No, demon is a great amount of food to set up laws. And when they violate those laws, that's how it means. If they don't set up dinim, I'm not sure you're right, they don't set up dinim, it should be the same thing. Yeah. This is the one kash on the Gemara. The other kash is Titus there. Oh wait, Yossi Titus. May I allow? The previous place is also important, but no, but let's go Titus, may I allow, huh? May Aliyah, sorry. May Aliyah mi kasafulach. May Aliyah mi kasafulach. Av agad b'gdi. Ein aliyah se kreivan. Lay p'schayim aliyah t'lach. Even though a karpeza could be either a goat or a sheep. Right in a karpeza or a sheep. Hashem hated life. May be told about bringing a sheep. The kash is Rebbe Yudhav Pesavish loy omo the regel. Why was Rebbe Yudhav Pesavish loy omo the regel? Look at all the kashim. There's a Taisus, a Chiddush, which is known as the Taisus, Sach and Gimel on the Taisus, Chiddush, that Yishloim Yishloheri like Kaka, Yizokin Rai Shein Yachal Adha for Ragla, the Pata and the Kama Pesach, and I believe. Taisus says that Rebbe Yudah Mesela didn't have Kaka, but he was an old man. So he's Pata from Riyah. What is Riyah? Riyah is a Mitzvah Dei Aisa. Riyah is a Mitzvah for the other day. But Taisus, if you don't own Kaka, the Kiddush of Taisus, not such Gemara. But Taisus, if you don't own Kaka, you're not to be able to regal. It doesn't retire. You should be able to regal, you shouldn't worry about your Kaka when you're able to regal. Taisus, you're supposed to have Kaka. If you don't have Kaka, the Taisus of Kiddush, you're supposed to be able to regal. And more than that, a Zakar, you're also supposed to be able to regal. Maybe even there was a Zakar. So on the bottom, the Aleph, they can sue the Mishnah Melech. He says, the Beis is able to scheme about Tzai from Srikhan Esri Khan. That's the problem with Tzai. The main problem with Tzai is that Tzai is Kasha and Tzai is Terence have nothing to do with each other. Oh, Tzai is Kasha. Why did that Yudhav and the Sera think of Kasha? That's really a Kasha. Okay, so it's a Kasha, why isn't that a regal? But it's not that the kasha wife is made regular. The kasha's wife is being
complacent.
So the kasha's terrace is that he's pasta from being regular. So let's say anocha that he's pasta from being regular. What does that have to do with complacent? He should have to go up anyway. Not off the mitzvah of being regular. So a little regular 3 times a year. So sukkah to shavuot, he doesn't go up. But Pesach has to go up to bring the carbon Pesach. So why didn't he go up to bring the carbon Pesach?
Maybe
he can't
eat
a sin meal. But Pesach doesn't eat it. You could say, maybe there's other regular, and he's a fatal, he's not going to eat it. But Pesach doesn't say it. They just lay off, right? Had a place to know he wasn't out of regular. I think Tosis assumes that had he been out of regal, he didn't say it was so capable that he would have if you want, you could learn that way, but it's not sure that he didn't learn that way. The simple meaning is the simple meaning is that way. Right? Yeah. Well, maybe saying, had Tyson known what was that? Had Tyson taken out? Maybe he was the other echo, but he, a couple of million people, how are you going to find him? Tosis clearly says that. Tosis certainly learned. I'm not going to try to convince you differently. Tosis says he was not ever regular, maybe he was part of the content. So the kasha is why he's potter from a context, why is that still being over there? So the Tzlach and the Netziv both say the same, they're similar parents, like differences between them. But the Tzlach and the Netziv both say the Chiddush Asim. They say the following. Yes. Maybe this guy went up to face a shiny. Again, we might want to say it, but clearly Tosis is not saying that. Okay? You wouldn't say it went up to face a shiny.
That's why you
didn't
say it
wasn't there. You would say it went up to face a Grecian. And you went up to face a shiny. Again, we could say that maybe, but Tosis is not saying it. Right? Tosis is saying, if you say it didn't go up to face a Grecian, Tosis is saying it didn't go up to face a Grecian. You know, we could say it, but the Tosis is not saying it. So what they say is the following Kiddush. That if you have to be on the regal, you will have to leave early enough to be on the regal. But if you're chayv in the Karban Pesach, you're not mechuyev to do anything about the Karban Pesach until Chatzos Yom of the 14th day of this. When it comes to Chatzos, that's when the mitzvah starts. So you're not mechuyev to do anything ahead of time. It comes Chatzos on Pesach, and now can't bring a car to Pesach. Why? 5 days away, 10 days away. You're an Ibis. What are you going to do? It's Erev Pesach. You're far away. You're an Ibis. So if you didn't have to say, well, was it harmless? You didn't have to bring a car to Pesach. You're not Mechuyev to go to Yerushalayim to be not going to come to Pesach. We had it on Gash also. But you remember where? Maybe you remember. This is a tremendous chiddush of the Netziv and the Tzlach. They say that you're not mechuyev ahead of time to make sure. Now let me just impress on you what the chiddush is. Coming Sukkot. Right? Are you mechuyev to buy a move with an asterisk before Sukkot? So the Netziv says no. Tell the first thing, no. What you're mechuyev to do is the mitzvah starts Sukkot morning. You wake up in the morning. Up now is the mitzvah of lulav. I have to get myself a lulav. Ahead of time, you're not mechuyev. If you live in Brooklyn, you'll find a lulav. What happens if somebody's out in the mountains for Pesach, to Sukkot? He doesn't have any lulav. There's no lulav within a tchum around him. So he's not mechuyev to bring the lulav along. Not to bring the lulav along and go up to the mountains for Pesach. You wake up. Okay, Sukkot. You wake up Sukkot morning. No, you're not this. You're part of it. Why should you come to Pesach? Why should companies be different?
Well,
I don't say anything about it. What about
the tax on the
time that this is not computer? But that's only in paid, and then it's already in the dice. It's a good year. The Chai Yadam, in his Klawayam, it's this, which if you look at the Chai Yadam, Simin Samaches, Sitius has. He says, if you're mechuyev to go to a city, travel to a city to do a mitzvah, tzalachim. And in the footnote, in the Mishmatani explains, gosh, this is not mechuyev. Let's say you're in a city, there's no shaper in your city. You're not mechuyev to travel somewhere where there's a shaper. We wake up for Shoshana morning, mechuyev to shaper, there's no shaper in town, I'm anonymous. You're off the hook. The Mishnah Melech apparently disagrees with this, but that's the understanding of the it's here and it's locked. Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll see. That's similar, but I'm not sure what to say. One sec. The, our former Sabbath to you. The Shulamah calls, you know, we have to travel to bring a convent. And the Tzivah, the Tzivah, the Chayyadim say, you're not a Chayyadim. I saw Pasha Papi Sfarim before today. What did you understand? Huh? You're supposed to take matzahs before Pesach. If you wake up Pesach morning, Pesach night, you say, you go now, you need matzahs to go take matzahs.
You're actually four Jews.
I think most Yidden would understand, like both of you are saying, that that's an honest. Come to you, wake up sick this morning, you need a little bit of asking, that's an honest.
Why do you all have
to look back to draw? So, the mitzvah is not the chiyuv on the individual. You're not the chiyuv to leave payah. If you have taxes, you're going to leave payah. The general chiyuv is to leave payah. So a mitzvah chiyuv is like payah, like a shukum payah, you're right, there's no shalom. But a mitzvah chiyuv is that on your, it's a chiyuv on you, to shake a lulav, or to blow shofar, or to bring kol pesach, that's a totally different chiyuv. It's a raya which way? You see that the Makoya to get, you only see that. Sinah Makoya to get Dalai Kami. The reason we don't wear tzitzis is the Gemara said, the Ibn Mishra Mashina Malay. You're not Makoya. But when Hashem Kaviyah was angry, he throws this in. But technically, you're not Makoya to wear tzitzis. You say, you're not Makoya. And nowadays, it's already became a Yisrael to be nasty. But in the Din Torah, the Din Dalai, you still have Makoya to wear tzitzis. If you read our campus, then you'll pay for it.
It has probably the one thing that you want to do, and it says how every single, like, you know, that's how to do the mitzvah, and you just tell you what you have to do with the pattern, and you just have to figure out practically how you have to do it.
And therefore,
so you're also, before, so that you have to go buy a little meshing.
Pashtus, but I think the Pashtus of Svara is that you should be mafu you too, but I think we will be hard pressed to prove it.
Not that you're putting yourself in the
mind of a
there's no
fear
of
money.
So, what are you doing wrong by making, just leaving yourself back?
You don't have to anticipate the fear that's going to come.
It's not that you're putting yourself in the
mind of
a
fear,
and you're not doing it because you're a kindness.
That is the least by Pesach. Right, Eric Pesach,
you never
for you.
Come to Pesach,
come to
Pesach, now you're putting yourself in the mind of you, but you're being a partner on the mind. It's not that you're a partner. There's no way to talk to at all. What's wrong with you with that? It's not that you're putting yourself in a mind of fear, but you have excuse that you're in the mind of sin. There's no way to talk
to at all. Well, when it comes to Shoshana morning, I have a few shaper.
Come
Pesach comes to Eretz Pesach after Hatzai. So you say, it's a thing to bring come Pesach. No question. Why is it possible? No, that's a little regal. Come Pesach has nothing to do with Karka. They didn't say what it is in Yerushalayim, it's not even Come Pesach. Karka is a prerequisite for the mitzvah of Aliyah Leregel. Because Pesach has nothing to do with Tarka, Pesach doesn't say that. Pesach says, Pesach says, Pesach says, Pesach says, but there's no Tarka called Pesach. The Tarka only from Riyah. What the Tarka is saying is that once you're Pesach from Riyah and you're far away, then maybe you have to be in context. You're right, but you're not 100%, so you have to get there. You know, I'm going to get there. But this is something we discussed last year, the Gedalim of Einstein. Just the Makar Chayim, I should get used to the name Makar Chayim. Makar Chayim is the Nesivus of Sefer and Hukas Pesach. Okay, Makar Chayim. And that's in the Makar Chayim, he brings a raya to the Mishnah Melech. So it's against the flock. Kochayim says it's a Gemara Chumim Daf Kuf Lamed Tes. It's talking about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeh. The Gemara says on Kuf Lamed Tes on the day, the following Lashon. It says, Yachal, I would think, Yikadir Gaharim, that a person has to go into the woods, searching in the woods, to be the kind of mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeh, you have to go look for a nest. Talmud Maimer, therefore says in the Pasuk, Ki Yikarei Kansifa. Only if you stumble upon, Yikarei means if you happen upon a nest, then you do Shiluach HaKeh. But you're not mechuyev to go search for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKeh. The back of ours arrived to which side?
That's
right
here, where it says,
the
fair if you have
only to happen. Right. Well, I said, it's a right to Mishnah Melech. Because the Gemara says, I don't think you have to go searching in the mountains. Come on. Why would I think you have to go searching for a mitzvah? Right, says that you do have to do the preparation for a mitzvah. The Befei Shariah is to the Mishnah Melech. It's the truth of the Masham. He also talks about this much like this. He says, I have a raya to the Chayyad. He says, I have my raya to the Chayyad, and it's from the Gemara in Fulham, that Kuf Lam and Tess on the test. What's his raya from the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's a mitzvah Shiluach HaKeh. And the Gemara says, Yachol Yekadir Baharim, I would think you have to go searching in the mountains. Come and lay there, Ki Yikarim. But Rashi, why Yoko Yekadeh Baharim? Why would I think you have to go searching in the mountains? But Rashi, since it's Kivan Dixir, Shaleach Tishalach, since it says a double Lashon, Shaleach Tishalach, I would think the Teres Lechayiv is to go searching for the Mitzvah. Talmud Leiner, Ki Yikarei. But the Masham, why does Rashi say, Gemara says Yoko Yekadeh Baharim, quit in the Melech, there's no problem. You have to do it for every mitzvah. Why does Rashi say, I would think you have to search for it, because it says the double lashon shall last the shalom. I say, normally you don't have to search for mitzvah. The only reason I would think you have to search for the mitzvah shalach hakeh is because it says shall last the shalom. But I say it's a normal mitzvah, you're not afraid. So, comes out from that Gemara, the Bekarchai wears the Raya one way, Rasham wears the Raya the other way. The Maisa, they have to listen to all the Rayas from that Gemara, it's a different kind of mitzvah. The Maisa, this Machlaikis needs a broader Hesber, and I think the broader Hesber has to do with part of something we learned last year in Baba Basra, which we discussed on Dr. Gimel. And it's very, very basic, you say this to good question about the taich of Oynis Rahman Apache. Let me just tell you a verse before, because once I get into this, I'm not going to remember to get back to it. But the Biskara has a nice example in the, I think it's the Gluz Al-Tayra, that Talmidim wrote. When we're going to dive in Shalish Vidalim, we're going to say, Vahashiv, Kain, and Lavei Dasha, he asked for the reinstitution of the Kabbalah. So the Lashon we say, Shemin Esrei, is Hashiv, Chayim Mavei Dasram, Ulevim, Ulshiram, Ulzimram, the Yisrael, and the Dayim. Yisrael Chadish Baruch Hu, we want Kabbalah. So send Kainim back, we understand. Without Kainim, you can't do Rabbi. There will be a Mashiach or Zimran. We understand. You need Levian to do the Shir and the Zimran. The Yisrael and the Dayan, the Jews, send them back to their homes. Who is Yisrael and the Dayan? What's after with the Abayim? That would be nice. If only Yisrael would go back to their the Chayim Kaker as Yisrael. What does that have to do with the carpet, with the Muslim? What does that have to do? Hashem Yisrael, give Yidden homes. What if you haven't given heavy homes? What does that have to do with the Muslim? But the Biskarav, like Tysus, is beautiful. Because the Yidden are not going to be on the regal. If you don't know Kaker as Yisrael, you're not going to be on the regal. So Hashem Yisrael and the Vayim, you've got to give Yidden back their Kaker as Yisrael. And then they're going to be on the regal. Now you just have to be thinking what you're saying when you're down in Shemini Esrei, and you'll have a geshmak for what you're saying. Okay, there's a Yisoid Dika Chakira. It's in the site where it was Simon Yod in Baba Basra, and it's found in many, many Achleinim, with the Chanan Esubis, and the Sefer Asfan, they write from the Yisoid Bengal, sitting at Gimel, the big Arifas on this. And they all clear the following question regarding the definition of a Ketur Oinus, that the Torah passes an Oinus. Let's say you have a person who's an Oinus. He can't do a mitzvah for whatever reason. So we know Oinus Rahmana Patre is possible. You could learn Oinus Rahmana Patre two ways. You could learn that an Oinus is a Ketur from an Oinus. Let's say, you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, but if you're an oinus, so you're not going to be punished for what you did wrong. Or you could learn that if you're an oinus, the Rebbeinu Shalom never was mechayev you this mitzvah. Hein HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the truna in the Yisra. Hashem doesn't ask people to do things they can't do. So if you're an oinus, you could learn that there's no chayev in the first place. The Moshe. We were talking then about a chassi yedet, chassi ben chayim. You have a man who's a chassi yedet kinani, and chassi ben chayim. He, the Gemara said, can't be mekayem for ruvu, because he can't marry a yid, a Yiddish woman, because of a chassi ben eved, never can marry a Jew, a Jewess. And he can't marry a shipcha because he's a chassi Yisrael. So the question now is, how do we look at him mitzad the mitzvah puravu? Gemara says that the others should free him so that he could get married and have kids. And be Mekayim, what does the Gemara say? Be Mekayim what? Mitzayu Barah, the Shabbos Yitzar. Hashem didn't create the world for now. The Kasha, why did the Gemara say be Mekayim puravu? Gemara doesn't say Elosha puravu. That's because of Mitzayu Barah, the Shabbos Yitzar. Now, Hashem didn't create the world, it should be empty. There's a beginning in making a family. What about Puruvu? So we said there are two ways to learn the din of the Chatiya, the Chatiya, the Puruvu. You could learn that he's Mechuyev and Puruvu, he's in the Chatiya Yisrael. He's Mechuyev, but he's an honest, he can't get married. Or you could learn that a Chatiya, the Chatiya, the Chatiya is the Chlau, not Mechuyev and Puruvu. That he thinks it's impossible for him to get married, so Hashem was not mechayev the chatiya, the chatiya the chayev for Rebbe. There are two ways of learning the p'tur oinus. If it's a p'tur they oinshim, or if it's a geder that the Rebbeinu Shalom is in Gans not mechayev in the first place in the mitzvah. There are many, many, many nafkaminas. If you learn an oinus is a p'tur. So the Einshim, or if you learn the Einus, is that he's not Mechuyev in the first place. But Lechayra, the Machlekes, the Chaye Adam, and the Netziv, and the Tzlach on one hand, against the Mishnah Melech and the Mekarchai on the other hand, Lechayra should be telling him this. Why? Because if you learn that Einus is Bechlal, not Mechuyev, he's not Mechuyev at all. Then it's mistaber that there's no problem putting yourself into a massive of Einus, even willingly. If you don't bring up your will of an Esrig on Sukkot, well, come Sukkot, you'll be an Einus. You're putting yourself into a massive where you're going to be an Einus. How do you know that this is, is not mechuyif the chalal? So alright, he put himself in the matzav, but he's not mechuyif. The truth is, he's a fool. He'd be much better off putting himself in a matzav and having the mitzvah. But no, he didn't do it. The Torah wasn't mechayev, a person who's in a place where there's no one with an asher. He's not mechuyif with an asher. But if you learn that he's mechuyif, that really he's going to wake up, he's not a chiyav mullah ben esrei. He's going to be an anus. So then, you don't have to put yourself into a matzah where you won't be able to be mekayim a mitzvah. Then the Mishnah Melech is right. What's the heter if you hold that an anus is mechuyav in karban pesach? Just here, the Torah Vayis. So let's say you're not in a regal to put yourself into a matzah. You should be mechuyav to be in a regal to put yourself in a matzah of chiyav. Because the mitzvah is going to be mechuyav. If you know that Rosh Hashanah is going to tell you tomorrow the matzah of the Kol Pesach, you can't do things ahead of time that are going to make you unable to listen to a better show instead. But in the Pashtus HaGedorim, this should be the side of this machlokes between the two shittas. Right together of ice. There are problems. So if you're mechuyev in it, it's not a problem putting yourself into such a matzav. If you're not mechuyev in it, different story. Now, what we discussed last year,
when you decided
your einish is mechuyev, you just pluck it from the einish. If you're mechuyev, you just pluck it from an einish, then you're not supposed to put yourself into such a matzav. If you put yourself into such a matzav, you won't get an einish. But how could you put yourself in a matzah where you'll have a chiyuv and you won't be able to do it?
Well, I just put a chiyuv.
That's right. But that is what the Mishnah Melech is. But me, I have to put yourself in such a matzah. Now, this is connected to numerous other machlaisim. I think some of you are remembering, we discussed last year the machlaikis, the drisha and the taz. In a case, if somebody misses davening because he's an einus gomer, he doesn't daven because he's an einus gomer. We spoke also of these half the time of that. I'm talking now, he's an einus the entire Zman Shachris. But he's a doctor, he's an atzala, and before the Zman Shachris, he gets called for a case to go off the fascist until after the Zman Shachris. He misses the entire Zman, but einus. So the question is, does he have tashlumin? Does he daven 2 minchas? So the drisha said that you don't daven 2 minchas. You are not mechuyev in shachris. The only person who davens 2 minchas is someone who's mechuyev in shachris. If you're mechuyev in shachris, you miss shachris, you daven mincha twice. But if you were never mechuyev in shachris in the first place, so you don't daven 2 minchas. The taz is in 2 places. Narachai is in a kufches, taz alef. Listen, you're there. He brings the drisha, and he's mechmiya. He says, what are you talking about? He was mechmiya to daven. He was an onus, but he was mechmiya to daven. So the name of the al-tashlumin, somebody is an onus in davening, he can hear you pay tashlumin. Clearly, the machlokes is the drisha against the taz is this. The drisha holds that you're going to not mechmiya in the first place. And the taz holds that you are mechmiya, but after you were first, but you have a psoriasis. Memela, this is a tashlumin, since you were the baby in the first place. So that's the machlokes of drisha and the taz. Is another example of a clear nafkamina, which is probably, I think, the cycle brought this down. I don't remember. But then, I think the cycle brought down, the drisha and the taz, is an extension of this chakira, these 2 ways to learn the psoriasis. Okay, so this is part of this side. So from tomorrow we'll get back to it.